I was more, I guess I could say I was more of a libertarian. So I still believed in having government, and I believed in, you know, like the 1776 story that we're told and all this stuff, which is crazy because the flag that George Washington used was the same flag as the British East India Company until he made the new one, which looks just like it anyway. So it really makes you think, like, what the heck was going on back then, right? But anyway, so I was more into that. And then I came across this comedian called Dave Smith. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but yeah. And I was a big fan of his. And he was really the one, because I could, because he was a comedian and I was doing comedy at the time. I think I hosted a show that he was on in New Haven, and I didn't know who he was at the time, but my friend told me, because he's like, because I became a fan of his, and he's like, you don't even remember you were on that show with him last year. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, nah, I know why he sounds familiar now, because I liked his jokes. And so I came across him, and then he was into like Mises, Ludwig von Mises and Murray Rothbard and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I read, and a lot of the stuff that they said just made so much sense to me. And it was like, wow, this is really how people should live. And they had all these great ideas. But the one thing that, as I progressed in my worldview, I realized that there was no way to just bring that on. Like, you could logically try to explain it to everybody on the earth and you can win every debate, but this is what I found later. If they're slaves, they're still going to have that slave mentality, and they're just going to reject it because of cognitive dissonance. So they'll maybe even agree with you and concede, but they have this cognitive dissonance, so they can have two different ideas in their brain because they're a slave, you know. And this has a lot to do with the way we're raised, you know, schooling and all this stuff, and just the way that we're taught to get all our validation from exterior sources, from people outside ourselves, you know. And so that's kind of where I'm at now. But I think they are really geniuses, though, because they were intellectuals, and they were looking into all this stuff and kind of using logic to deduce it all, and it really made sense. But I don't think it's a way to spread it to the entire world, because not everybody is into that stuff, you know, unfortunately. Or like I said, they're just, you know, I feel like whatever's causing them, if you can get to the root cause, and this isn't really even something you could do for somebody else if they don't want you to. That's the problem. I mean, you could try to help people, but it's just like a drug addict. Sometimes they just don't want to get better. They'd rather just keep going down the path that they're on, or an alcoholic or whatever. They just don't want help. They can go to rehab 100 times. So, but to fix it, though, I feel like if somebody wanted to fix it in themselves, or they started to, it's really the root cause of it is that mindset that I was talking about, and the negative self-talk, and being an internal slave. And really, like you said, you kind of have to just start to admit, and even just like Mark Passy used to say all the time, you know, I was wrong. You know, I had to say this so many times. And that's what people really need to start admitting to themselves, that they are wrong. And yeah, that they're not in control, because that's really, everybody feels like they're in control of their life. But it's like, I got news for you, you know, like, yeah, you're not in control. Are you might be an in control person, but you know, that bus is coming, and you know, like, yeah, we never know what's going to happen, you know. So
right, you do the best you can, right? But
yeah, those are the people specifically that got me into that, though. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Are you related to Dave Smith, because you have the same last name?
No, that would be cool. Not that I know of.